on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Jana, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
So, what's new with everybody?
Not a lot here.
I think there's a lot going on in the game.
Definitely a whole lot.
Yeah, tons and tons and tons and tons.
And I'm having issues.
I know. Poor Jen. Not cool.
I know.
We can spock on your links.
Could you? I was going to ask about that.
I thought you did.
They're not in the Mafia links. Yeah. So your claim to fame that only spockons are in the Mafia would be false.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to give it a few days.
Safe and secure links would be the...
Yes. That's true, because my links are safe and secure.
So your blog was blocked again, is that correct?
Yes, my links to the blog are banned by Facebook because they were reported as abusive and spammy.
Which is hilarious. Abusive, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Is it just partially spammy, or is it like fully spammy?
It just says
spammy. Spammy actually a word? Do they actually write spammy?
I don't know, let's check the Urban Dictionary.
If you try to share my link and when you click share, you'll get this pop-up message that says it's abusive and spammy.
That's ridiculous. Well, yeah. I know a lot of people are really upset about it. So, because it was banned and then it came back and then disappeared again, correct?
Yeah, it came back for about 8 hours.
And was everything there still? Or
yeah, when it became unbanned, anybody who had posted it in the past, it came back.
Okay, good.
And then it disappeared again. And I got so many emails and people thought that I like intentionally removed links from their pages.
Mm.
And it had nothing to do with me. It's all Facebook.
Hmm.
And you can't even blame Zynga this time either, huh?
No, and actually Zynga's trying to help me. So
I know.
Shout out to customer support. So they interact with Facebook more so than someone like me would.
Well, there's a lot of people that count on you for information, so they need to help you.
Yeah, they'll figure it out, though. You can still get to my blog through your browser. You just can't click on a link in Facebook because one won't exist. So it's not the end of the world. It just makes it inconvenient.
Right. I'm sure most people have you bookmarked anyway.
A lot. Yeah, I have a lot of them. I've been watching the stats and like my returning readers, that's not down at all. It's just the unique and the page loads have been affected. But it's not the end of my world, and it really doesn't affect me per se and what I do. It just makes it hard for us to run the fan page because often we'll post the links to answer people's questions.
We have you coming through on the Informant Podcast page, though, right? On the
right.
So yeah, you can still get all your stuff there, too.
Right, we got tricky with that. So now when I make a post, I generate a title and a link on the Informant Podcast blog, and that will RSS feed. So when you click on that, you'll just have to make one extra click.
Mm.
But Mafia Wars players are used to clicking a lot, so I don't think they'll
clicky,
mind.
Clicky, clicky.
Click, click, monkey.
What's one more click?
Yeah, hopefully it'll be resolved soon. And if not, then, you know, I can look into options of going to my.com and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking petition.
Or do all Spock on me.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
I can infiltrate it.
It'd be kind of cute. So what's going on with you, Pete, this week?
Well, Ike and Martin have been busy. They've been gearing up some changes on some of the existing Spocklets, and then Ike released a couple of really nice new ones. There was one that came out called the Inventory History, which lets you go in and take snapshots of your history, you know, obviously, of your inventory, and then you can go back and compare versions of your history from time to time to time to time. So, for example, one of the things that I found it quite handy with was if you use Jay Grabball a lot, you'll notice pretty quick that, you know, it'll collect all your gifts for you, but you have a hard time telling how many you got. Or if you got anything special. So for like example, when it opens up some of the mystery bags and stuff, you really don't know what you actually got from those mystery bags. So what the inventory history will do is you take a snapshot before you start collecting up all your gifts using Jay Grabball, and then go back and click on the history after you're done running it, and then it'll show you all the new items you got. Oh. And it's also kind of handy that if you've ever had a, you know, a script crash in the middle of, you know, running it, like a robber or, you know, repeat job or something like that too, you can go in and find it as well. I also found, I think on the last show we talked about the war help, that when you help on wars, some people were getting extra items, even though it said you only got five, you can only get help five times.
Right.
And I found that there seemed to be some cases, and the history pointed this out, that even though it said that you had help five times, you still got the help item. So there's still some stuff kind of going on as far as that goes. That's kind of interesting.
People are getting mad about that because they think some people can collect unlimited loot items and they can't. It doesn't seem to be accounts like across the board.
Right.
So it's just for some people it's happening for?
I think it may be happening to more people than people realize, and this was sort of a way to see it happen. So I think there's a lot of people that are given a message in screen that tells them that they can't get any more. They've helped five times for the day, you know, so they're not going to get any more rewards. But in reality, if they look at their inventory, they might find out that they did in fact get it.
Hmm.
So
sounds useful.
It's something to at least look at. It's nice to find out, you know, what's going on with your account. And if you're someone that likes to keep, you know, a running history of where was I at yesterday and what did I lose today, or, you know, if you do a lot of gifting and stuff like that, it's also nice because it'll show you all the items that you no longer have in your inventory. So that's kind of nice as well. And we've noticed that it'll also, because it uses the items that are in the inventory list, if there's new items added to the inventory, for example, things that are coming up on new events and stuff like that, then they appear in there as well. So you kind of get a quick snapshot of what's to come sometimes. And then it gives us, you know, something to talk about, I suppose.
I like that.
Well, the other one that I'm going to talk about is called Remove Pending Mafia. For those that have sent out a bunch of requests for people to become your friends, because they show in the list when you go to your My Mafia page, and you send them out, and then they just sit there dormant, and they never get them. Well, it could be that they've ignored them. It could be that they've just not seen them. There's lots of potential reasons. One of the things that is the Remove Pending Mafia will do is go clean that page up. So obviously it's just saving you clicks. You can do it yourself manually if you wish to, but it'll go in and remove them all, and then that will allow them to show back up again in the send request box, and then you can go back in and resend messages and hope that you're going to catch all those people that are still Facebook friends that you want to attempt to get, you know, to be a part of your mafia. So that's kind of a nice one too. Again, just something simple to save you some clicks. But what I was going to say with regard to the inventory history, one of the ones that this kind of got us to thinking about, and it'll probably be a while before it's done, ready, and out to the public. You start thinking along the lines of, if you can track your inventory, what if you can track your mafia? So what if you could go ahead and load up your entire mafia and then compare on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to find out who those are in your mafia that have, you know, moved up levels, stayed stagnant, increased the number of jobs they've done, and so on. So when you're starting to ask questions about, you know, who do you want to keep in your mafia? If a person's been dormant for a month, you know, it obviously becomes a good indicator of, if I'm struggling to find space in my mafia, then it's an easy one to clean out. And so something along those lines called Mafia History, I would not be surprised if that comes out, you know, in a month or so. Maybe sooner. You never know. So I will mention one last thing that's kind of in the lab, is a thing called the Giftinator. And it's sort of in the vein of Chucker, but one of the things that we're really striving to do with a lot of the Spocklets that we create now, and I say we, very loosely, because it's a lot more Morton and Ike. But what it allows you to do is pull in the inventory of the items directly from the game. So as new items get added to the game and become giftable, then there are automatically in the gifter, you know, as opposed to someone having to manually remembering to go in and add them, which is kind of a really nice thing. That's one of the pluses of, like, when we created the property manager, if you load it up, it reads everything from the game, and so then you know everything that's there, and you can make decisions about what you want to build, craft, and so on and so forth. And so the Giftinator is kind of heading down that direction as well. It's in the lab. It's in really, really infancy stages. We've used it a few times for some test stuff, especially when we were doing our giveaways for the 200K fans. But I would imagine before too long there may be something new come out along those lines too. Then again, it may be one that makes it into the lab and never finds its way out. We've had a few of those in our day too. So,
is the lab and the hopper the same stage?
Yeah, the lab and the hopper, they're synonymous with each other.
I didn't know if there was a stage, like you go to the lab and then...
Go to the lab, then to the hopper, or the hopper to the lab. Yeah,
yeah, you know?
Yeah, nope. So that's probably about it.
Well, you know, one thing that's been annoying me this week is if you want to change your top mafia, and I was wondering if you had anything that made this easier, but if you have, you know, 100 pages of mafia people to go through, is there an easier way to get to someone that has the promote button with it rather than just looking them up and still
yes.
not? Tell me how, because it's been driving me nuts.
Pete can do it because he wrote a bookmarklet for it.
That's what I was wondering, if there was something. What's it called?
I did?
The promote bookmarklet?
That wasn't me.
Oh, was it a dirty martini?
It was a dirty martini to begin with. Yeah.
But it's a Spocklet.
Yeah.
Because it's on the Spock homepage.
Yeah.
It works very nice. You can even do it from a Facebook profile.
Right. So, and it still exists?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, it's on the external page. Now, the other thing that still does work yet to this day is that there's a Top Mafia bookmarklet that when you click on it, when you're in the Top Mafia page, you know, in the My Mafia page, it goes in and highlights those people that meet the highest of the stats levels for, like, your bag man and your wheel man and so on and so forth.
Oh.
So you don't have to go through as many pages, because if you know, usually you can find a 15% or 11% mastermind on page one, and then you can just pick that person and you're done. So it does make it kind of nice.
That's what I was wondering. Something like that would be beautiful. Okay, cool.
Yep, that's on the stable page of the Spock Home Mafia Tools. It's called Top Mafia. You run it on your My Mafia page, and it highlights all the bonuses. So that's a good one.
That sounds very useful.
Yep, we are here to provide useful tools for everybody.
Thank you, because I've been very frustrated every time I go to mess with that. I'm like, God, there's got to be an easier way.
Well, you should have asked us.
I just did. I've just been annoyed in the past.
But, like,
I never think about it. Yeah, I should have.
I know. I do that a lot too. Like, I'll get frustrated with something and just move on.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I try not to hold on to it. You see. Well, so what's going on in your world, Jen?
Oh, there's always stuff going on. Zynga just doesn't know how to just chill for a week.
Oh, they don't. But
we got lots of new stuff. We'll start with the basics. They made a big hoopla, and I even heard a commercial on it at the radio station in Las Vegas, of Gagaville. Lady Gaga teamed up with Zynga. And it doesn't really affect Mafia Wars, but there is a loot item in Rewardsville that you don't have to be a certain level to buy. And the stats are way superior to the other items. So if you've been getting these Z points or Z coins and you were saving them for when there was better stuff, I would suggest you go buy some of these lipstick guns.
I love my lipstick guns.
I like it too. I have 6. I want more.
I have 4. I'm all about Rewardville at the moment.
Yeah. And if you watch the video, it's called Judas by Lady Gaga. There's actually, you can see the lipstick gun in it.
It's kind of cool.
I posted that on my blog like before Lady Gaga came out, and they had asked me to remove it, because they wanted it to be a surprise.
Wow.
So I did, but it was like, well, you know, the way Mafia Wars is set up, when new loot items come out, they automatically go into our inventory. And thanks to inventory history, which is a great Spocklet for me, is as soon as new stuff comes out, you see it. before you used to have to actually do a manual search. It was something I would just wait till someone else found the new stuff. But now it's kind of fun to find it on my own. Or Mike Nestor finds it a lot.
Someone come to you first about it.
Yeah.
Your way.
So that's kind of cool. I think it's, I mean, some people don't like Lady Gaga, but I think more like her than don't. Mm-hmm. And her, well,
she's selling
her
records. Success.
Well, her success was really based on social networking and using Google and using the internet. So it's kind of a neat story when you read about it. Okay, we now get a loot item for buying reward points. And we weren't seeing many of those discount pop-up offers, but they started coming back yesterday. So if you spend more than, if you get more than 85 reward points, you get the better loot item, which is a matchmaker, which we saw during Valentine's Day. And it has good stats. The one before that is useless. So I don't even know why they offer it. And the Boulder Breaker, which you get from the virtual cards, is still not a bad item. Mine are still active. So it's unless you get that 40% discount pop-up, you're better off going to the customer support site or the main Zanga site and buying a virtual card for yourself because you get more reward points for your dollar.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. New crates, big deal. Lots of stuff with the marketplace. And the big thing with the marketplace that they implemented not too long ago was an option to reallocate skill points, meaning you could take your points from, say, health and move them over to attack. And most of us have way more health than we need. Some people like to have a lot of health because they can keep fighting. But someone like me, I don't even know how I got so much health, but I have like, you know, over 1,500. Well, now I can take that and move it over. I still have to spend reward points to do that. But when you look at your options to purchase reward points, this is cheaper. It's one to one ratio. Where if you do the crafting timers, it's about a 2-to-1 ratio. And then just buying straight up skill points is like 3.5. Yeah, so it is a good deal if you're going to buy reward points. Skill points. If you're the kind of person that would not spend reward points to buy skill points, then this isn't going to be a deal for you because you're going to have to spend reward points to do it. And you can do a $10 and not $10, a 10 reward point and a 50 reward point option once a day.
Hmm. I like it.
Yeah, I liked it too. I tried
as much health as I have. Yeah, I did it once today, but I'm not going to put money into it. So
right. I like that they added the 10-point one so people that don't buy reward points could use the reward points they got from leveling for it, and it is the best deal you'll find. Unless, definitely, of course, you don't have a surplus of health.
Or if you just want to take some from defense and put it on attack or vice versa. I mean, whatever your strategy is, I guess.
Well, then you have to, if you're going to do that, if you're going to move it from one useful category to another, then you have to ask yourself, I could spend a little bit more to get more skill points, you know, without having to take away from something.
True.
So,
well, you know, the health points are just so easy to get with the things you can build. So,
yeah. So that's probably the best way to go about it. And if you don't like it, just ignore it. And yesterday we had the second installment of Mafia Wars Live, and it was a lot smoother this time, I thought. And I thought they did a better job of answering questions. Mm-hmm. I like to make fun and say they dance around them, and some they did, but I think we got better answers this time. And then we had a special guest. I can't say his name either. Nobody.
Cerulean? Is it Cerulean?
CM. He's one of the moderators, and we've talked about him on this show a lot. And you know, he's very helpful, and he's kind of he knows the game, and he's the one that makes reports, him and Rinsler, to the development team on problems that the players are having or suggestions. So a lot of things that we've seen change are due to him. So it's kind of cool to see his face.
Yeah, it was.
Did you think he was cute, Jana?
Yeah, I think everybody agreed on that, right?
I know. It's funny because I looked at the chat room and Misty Dady was like, ooh, he's cute.
I know. I said that was all the chat during then. Nobody had questions.
He was only there for like 2 minutes, so nobody really got to pay attention to him because we were all like, oh, wow.
I get the feeling we're going to see more of him, so.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's going to be funny if they start dressing up for this. And
I know.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll do more of these. You know, I said this on the first installment on my blog that we often see these types of things from the community management team as a way to disseminate information. We, you know, we had a live chat on the forums, and that there were two installments of that, and then it just disappeared and nobody heard another word from it. Yeah, they tried several times to do release notes and that didn't work out. And I don't think there's ever follow through on a lot of stuff they try to do. And so I think if this gets a positive response, it seems everyone likes it and they had fun doing it, that hopefully they'll continue it. But if history repeats itself, it could just drop off the planet and we'd never...
And they eventually burn out.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen because it's kind of cool. And then they mess with the war feature. I don't know what they're trying to do with this thing. The problem in the game that they should be addressing and not trying to make it all fancy is you can hardly ever even participate in a war. If you try to get to wars manually through your news feeds, 99% of them will be over by the time you get there. So then you have to resort to the Spockholm scripts to find the wars, and then you can find active ones sometimes, and it's a lot of searching, but they do exist. And then your last option, which a lot of players do and why it's a problem, is there's automated scripts that will find wars and do them for you. And this is why we're seeing them over within seconds. So I hate to say it because people are going to get mad at me, but they should find a way where scripts cannot do the wars for you. Then they could add chat and healing options and all this stuff to it. And until that problem's resolved, I think they need to focus on other things than the war feature. And that's a big topic of discussion right now on most of the fan pages. You know, and I've made a few posts on workarounds and ways to get around it. You know, form your groups. We talked about that on the last show.
Yep.
But the casual player is not going to know that. They're just going to say, hey, how come I can never help in a war?
Yeah, it goes by so fast.
But that's about it. There's lots of little changes here and there, but those were the major ones that happened this week.
Well, and then the ice thing, do you know anything about that?
Oh, the ice event that just came out.
The icing event that just
came out. Yeah. It's called Ice Mastery Challenge, and you're going to get a little ice bar, like a mastery bar on your homepage module. And apparently, I haven't had a chance to look at it, but the more ices you do, the more the bar will fill. And when you fill it to the end, there's 5 levels of mastery and you get 1 loot item.
Oh, I see. And is this a limited time event?
Yes, it'll last until May 31st. And I had to laugh because you can do the event up to 5 times. But guess what? If you want to repeat it, you have to pay 60 reward points.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, and it's funny because the marketplace loot items only cost 25 reward points. So I don't see a benefit to this. And I question why they keep adding reward points to everything now.
It's what money is.
It's all about the dollars.
And we did, and you know, to their credit, one of the things we did say, like during one of the events was, well, why don't they just let you buy it to open the next round? And maybe that's what they're kind of thinking along those lines with this is, you know, hey, if you want to do it again, well, here's what it's going to cost you.
Well, and if they would have made it more reasonable.
Yeah, I think that's pretty extreme.
They can expect heavy usage out of Brawler this week.
Well mine just opened right before the show, so I haven't even had a chance to learn about it.
I'm just thinking of the number of dead people that are going to be on the fight list, which has been a complaint for a while now anyway. There's no one alive anyway to fight, so isn't this going to get even more aggravating?
Probably. Well, I noticed like when missions come out and like say one of the requirements is ice 3 people in Brazil or wherever.
Right.
It seems like during those times, it's harder to find live targets.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet you it will be a problem.
All right. So anybody got any shout outs tonight? Since Chester's not here, we'll skip over the family life and give everybody a bit of a reprieve tonight.
Everybody take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. Enjoy the break.
Because he's going to
be back. If Zynga won't give you one, the Informant Podcast crew will.
Yes.
So, anybody got any shout-outs?
I'm going to give a shout-out to Joel from PAC.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what did he do to deserve a shout-out?
Did he do anything?
Yeah. Well, see, we're having a little dispute over what's more important, personal skills or weapons, because he kills me on weapons. But, not personally. So we're having a little ice
ice competition.
Yeah, he's trying daily to beef up to beat me. It's not happening.
Well, he's a serial leveler.
I know, because he's like, what, level 4,000 something?
Right. So he gets all his equipment because he maxes out on the fight loop, but he can't beat you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep it that way. So that's my little shout out. What about you, Jen?
Oh, I just want to give a shout out to everyone who's been trying to help me get my link unbanned. Addie made a post on her blog. Well, Leonard did on the Mafia Wars Maniac, and John Sweeney mentioned it on his last show. And a couple people have really been sharing it on their wall. Tom Oswald, one of the Mafia Wars gods. So that everyone's been really helpful about it. That makes me feel good. It makes me keep going because part of me wants to just say, screw this with all the headaches.
Oh, well, I'm glad people are helping out because I know they count on you.
Thanks.
What about you, Pete? Any shout outs tonight?
Yep. I'm going to give a shout out to my middle son, William. He celebrated his 11th birthday today.
Sweet.
So I don't know if he'll get to listen to the show or not. Just wanted to give him a shout out. So
happy birthday.
Had a nice time. Went out for some Japanese.
Nice. Is that his favorite?
It's like kind of a tradition for the boys when we take them out to birthday dinners. They like to go to the place called Sumo.
Is that like a hibachi?
Yeah, it's where they cook right in front of you.
Do they throw food at you?
Yeah. Flip the shrimp in the air and you got to catch it in your mouth and that kind of stuff.
I love hibachi, but I hate people throwing food at me.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Yep. So, that's it.
I guess that's a wrap.
That is a wrap. Everyone have a good night.
Hey, Jen. Where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I want a car, get them crashing to the brand new world. I want